Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So we are in early June. We've got Pentecost coming up in just a couple of days here on June 5th of 2022. Pentecost is a reminder for us of this day when the Holy Spirit came down, came upon them like a rushing wind. Jesus had told them, Wait until that power is available. Wait until you've been empowered from on high. Pentecost is a reminder that that power is available today. That power is available today. Now, I think some good stories for us to review during this time of the year. You could go back into the book of Genesis to the story of the Tower of Babel. I believe the Tower of Babel is a picture of Pentecost in reverse. The people are working together in one accord, but they're not doing it with God. They're doing it in spite of God. But they're working together. They're in unity. They have a plan together. And even God says, if they work together, nothing will be impossible for them. But then God comes down, destroys their tower, and confuses their language, spreads them, scatters them all over the world. Then in the Old Testament, we see on Mount Sinai, the giving of the law. The Jewish tradition is that happened on the day of Pentecost. The law was given on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 people died that day. The Ten Commandments were given. Then we see in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit comes, the birth of the church happens. The power is available. 3,000 people are saved. They're unified. They have a common language of speaking in the Spirit now. And I was just listening to a few things the other day, and just stood out to me. That God is always with us. And the power is available all the time. I want you to think about Pentecost is the fourth feast of Israel. It's the fourth feast of Israel. We've got three feasts on one side, three feasts on the other. Number four being right in the center. It's the connector between the two sides. Between God and man. The Holy Spirit connecting us. We've got God living on the inside of us. That power is available. You know, we think about it in one perspective. Is God's power for salvation available right now in this present moment today for anyone who will act on it by faith? The answer unanimously would be yes. Anyone decides today to believe, to receive salvation and forgiveness from God, that power is available today. Well, that same power is available for other areas of life, for healing, for finances, for time, for relationships. That same power is available today. To be received by faith, we got to learn how to operate this. Learn how to operate in this. Part of it, I believe, is getting into this place of unity with people. So lately, we've talked about using these weekly, yearly cycle updates as some filters. These filters, we talk about just short phrases that we write at the top of our journal every night. As a way to just keep these things top of mind and keep reinforcing God's ways into our life. So I think our filter for this week, I'm going to keep rewriting this over and over over the next week. The power is available. The power is available. When it looks like you got some issue that you need help with, remember, the power is available. It's us learning how to connect those two sides, God and man working together. With the Holy Spirit in the middle connecting us because of what Jesus did, because of his sacrifice, it's all been made available. So we're going to take communion over this today, just asking for God to give us wisdom and insight into this and help us walk in this from this point on. I just think a powerful thought to remember, wherever you are today, no matter where you are in the world, that power is available. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful for you. And we're asking for your help today. Help us to understand this, to walk in this consistently, that this power is available in our lives. We're asking for your help to walk in that from this point on in our lives. Help us to understand what that means for us and what has been made available, what's available in that power. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Just take a moment to remember. God didn't have to send Jesus. He could have left us on our own. separated from him forever, but he chose to send his one and only son. Jesus is willing to come and humble himself, even unto death on a cross. To be rejected and spit on and hit and mocked and ridiculed, beaten, whipped, nailed to a cross. Worst of all, I believe he's separated from God. The cup of God's wrath is poured onto his body. He's destroyed by God. He's crushed by God. But on the other side, he's raised back to life. He's victorious over death. He connects us back to God. He makes us right and holy and perfect in God's sight. And that same victorious power that raised him from the dead, it now lives on the inside of us. It's available. We have access to it. It's available all the time. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Give your bread. You can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. The life of the flesh is in the blood. He releases us from darkness. He transfers us into the light. We can have this new covenant relationship with God. This covenant relationship with him, this blood sworn oath that he's working for our good. His power is available. So Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. So Father, we thank you for this cup. If you have a juice, you can take your juice. All right. We're believing that God's going to help us start walking in this. From this point on in our life, start thanking him for it. We got to learn how to walk in this, to access this power, to activate it and see it flowing in our life. Easiest way to start, let's start writing this, just reinforcing it every night over the next week at the top of your journal. The power is available. The power is available. The power is available. Just keep meditating on that. Then when you got issues and pressures of life, just remember the power is available. To flow. Nothing's impossible with him. The prerequisite going back and forth, let's get in unity with the people in our lives. Get of one accord with them. Creates the environment that allows that power to flow and be available. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the Abundant Life Training Center. .com